Hey there, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today, we're hearing from Leilani Barrett. In this month's club adventure about Thomas Dorsey, he played Thomas Dorsey.
No, somebody had to. But first, here's the latest news.
Young Wit and the Traitor's Treasure is now available as an audiobook in the Adventures in Odyssey Club. It's read by Dave Arnold, one of the authors of the series and executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey.
If you haven't started the series, this is a great introduction. And if you have read the books, it's a good way to revisit the series before books 4 and 5 are released.
Which happens on August 7th, just a few weeks away. The Phantasmic Confabulator and The Cloth of Contention complete the 5-book series.
I look forward to reading those, and we'll be talking to authors Dave Arnold and Phil Lawler on our next podcast. But now, let's turn to Leilani Barrett.
Leilani's a newcomer to Odyssey, but not to the acting world. Let's hear about the experience of recording Precious Lord and becoming Thomas Dorsey. Leilani, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the casting process. We know that voice actors, they read a lot of auditions. That's how you get your work. Did anything about this audition stand out from others you've done?
Well, Bob, not at first. See, like most submission opportunities, you don't really get all the details, just a general sense of a character or a situation. So when I auditioned for it initially, I didn't really know what or who it was. And then later during the callback session is when I got more context. And then I thought, wow, that's amazing. And then, wow, Dave Arnold just like, you know, helped guide me through it and give me like lots of great direction. It was amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah, Dave's script is great. Now, as I understand it, your mom had a reaction to the fact that you were playing Thomas Dorsey. Is that true?
So when I told my mom, I said, hey, by the way, you know, I got booked for this job. She goes, well, what's the job for? And I said, well, it's for Thomas Dorsey, you know, who's like the basically like the root of the tree of gospel music. And she's like, oh, that's amazing. I said, look, you know, always wanted me to do something in ministry. And here I am. Bam, I'm doing it.
Had you heard about Adventures in Odyssey before auditioning for us?
I did. So in Cleveland, Ohio, where I grew up, and so did Townsend Coleman, which is like amazing, like coincidence.
Right. Voice of Jason Whitaker. Yeah.
Yeah. So here I am. I was like, oh my goodness. Right. And we were talking. He's like, yeah, I'm from Cleveland. I was like, yeah, but you left a while ago. But we have WCRF was our radio station that had Focus on the Family on it. So, you know, I would hear Adventures in Odyssey, like, but that was, you know, that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. when I was a wee lad. Yes.
And you've done a lot of voice work for decades. Anything else that maybe our audience would be familiar with that they've heard you in?
Let's see. It's been a few things here and there. You know, I've actually been very lucky that I've been able to do a good deal of commercials because I really do enjoy doing commercials. They're fun. They're funny. And when I was a kid, that was something that I wanted to do was be like the announcer. So doing the announcer, doing tags and promos was really fun. So I've done things for everybody, you know, major brands, some animation, some video game work.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to do this since you were a kid, you're very fortunate when your voice changed because I think you hit the jackpot.
Oh, 15, boom, pipes just, you know, that's just how it went.
Well, this role has to be a little different from some in that Thomas Dorsey was a real historical figure. How do you approach playing a real person maybe differently than you would a fictional character?
Well, I mean, Bob, my process really for approaching a character, whether it's historical or fictional, is pretty much the same because all acting is just about sharing the human condition, right? Mm-hmm. You know, almost everyone understands different aspects of like love or joy or sadness, frustration or grief and loss. And, you know, the work of a performer is to authentically express that from themselves inside in service of the story that we're telling. And, you know, that's what I'm working on all the time in the craft, which is expressing myself as authentically as possible. You know, no matter if it's on camera, if it's off camera, on stage, in film, in the line at Trader Joe's, at the grocery store, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, Sometimes I hear a song, I just start dancing. It's my authentic self, okay? Don't get mad at me.
So in order to be authentic as Thomas, did you do some research on your own and maybe learn a little more about either him specifically or the time period when he lived?
Well, I did. You know, as a African-American man, you know, growing up, you know, in the United States, I've always been very mindful of history. And one of the benefits of playing a historical figure, especially someone as important and groundbreaking as Thomas Dorsey, you know, there's all this information about his life and that time period. And my father actually was from Georgia. He was born in 1932. And so, yeah, my dad, you know, lived through that time period. And so it was kind of wild because we got lucky. We, you know, I did a little reading. Of course, I talked to some folks and, you know, watched a lot of videos. And there's early recordings of his early work, some of his blues work. And then there's a documentaries and, you know, this incredible library of, you know, his contribution to church and gospel music. And so it's just amazing. So it is great when you have that wealth of information.
Yeah. And like a number of hymn writers, if you go back through history, who have had tragedies that inspired them in spite of some of the dark times, Thomas Dorsey certainly is one of those. That challenging life, as you're working through the performance, how did you navigate his complex emotional journey without things getting, you know, too dark or heavy?
Well, I hope I did.
Yeah, I thought you did a great job.
That's always the goal. Is like, you know, is to be in the craft, to be able to like tap into the emotional spectrum. And, you know, it's part of the storytelling experience, I think, to feel that. And I'm not one of those actors who says, you know, oh, you have to like feel the pain in order to ascribe to the highest. No, you don't have to do all that, because everybody understands what it feels like in the moment, you know, or as we say in the, you know, in the industry, on the day when we're doing it. But to really have that feeling, have that reaction, and then be able to step out of it. You know, you don't go too far, too deep into it. You know, I kind of demystify some of that acting stuff that sometimes people go into. They're like, oh, well, I was, you know, I ate nothing but crackers for 5 weeks because I needed to feel what it was like to be starving. It's called acting, dear boy. No need for all that.
How about in the studio? Did you have a memorable moment, something about the process, that a scene or an interaction with other actors that stood out that you can share with us?
Well, you know, for me, you know, I got to be there the entire day, and I watched all of these incredible performers come in and out of the booth. I mean, it was just wild to meet these voices, these, you know, original voices, and to hear people sing and, you know, bring these characters in the way that everyone in the booth, you know, really works with all of the, you know, incredibly talented groups of people. If you ask me for a specific moment, it would be incredibly hard to say a specific moment, because I kind of was just in awe the entire time, trying not to lose it myself. Like, this is insane. This is so like nuts that I get to see and hear and experience all this together, working with people who help bring out your creativity, your expression, and we all like play off of each other. And, you know, when you're in a room full of, you know, it's like, if I could use a sports analogy, it's like being in the dream team. You know, when everyone is playing at the top of their game, you have no other choice but to do the same. You have to come in with that same energy, that same life, and that same focus. And yeah, one specific thing, nah, I can't really give you one, because it was just so much. It was a little, at one point it was like a little overwhelming, and just how amazing everything was. I just smiled all day is what I did.
How about the direction and writing of Dave Arnold?
Oh, wow. Can I just, I don't tell Dave I said this. Okay, so whatever you
do. I'm sure he won't hear this. Go ahead.
Yeah, just don't let him know. But wow, I loved every single moment of working with him. The story itself was extremely impactful, and the moments that we were able to connect with were, you know, amazing. And then in the studio, he was such a phenomenal guide, because I found that like some of the best directors that I've ever worked with, you know, they know how to basically take you on a path with them to help you reach the best way to tell a story. And wow, I mean, All I can say is, you know, Dave's got a gift.
He does have that. Hey, listen.
Don't tell him I said that, though.
Of course not. No, I'm sure he'll never hear this. So let's compare Leilani Barrett and Thomas Dorsey. What's one characteristic that you share with your character? And maybe there's something about the character that is very different from you.
Oh, you know, I really don't think I could compare myself to Thomas Dorsey in any way. I mean, really. He was tenacious with his vision and so determined to see it through. And I would say that one characteristic we probably share is our love of our families. And that kind of love and dedication is huge, you know, especially in my family. But probably one characteristic I don't share is his measure of faith. And he had, and you can see it, you know, in everything he did, in the church, in the gospel community, civil rights, like everything, you know, and I could only hope to have an iota of his faith to sustain me.
How about musical ability?
Oh, nope, not at all.
No, it doesn't come easily to you, huh?
No, I love to sing. I love music. I love to sing. I love to play. And although the good Lord did give me an instrument with which to use it, I don't feel like that it was my first skill to cultivate.
But we have one more question, Leilani, before we let you go. This episode, of course, was in production for a while. It was recorded nearly a year ago. How have your family and friends reacted when you've told them about this experience? And what do you hope that listeners, especially young listeners, take away when they hear the completed show?
Well, it was great. When I told my family, you know, what I was doing, and I was doing with Adventures in Odyssey and, you know, Focus on the Family, everybody was like super excited. And I think for me, what I hope that people take away, and, you know, this is a callback to what I was saying earlier, one of the more pivotal moments was the scene when I, as Thomas, was coming into where Precious Lord was going to go and where the lyrics evolved from. And it was amazing out of all of that. But one of the things that he did is that he turned to his faith. And I do remember that moment, too, because, you know, Dave really guided me through that time while we were working on it. And oftentimes things take us into places through tragedy, you know, we find triumph. And I think that that's a big part of this story.
Leilani, this was great. My only regret is that my co-host Jesse wasn't here to get a chance to meet you too, but maybe down the road we'll do that. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Ah, this was the best. Thank you.
You can hear Leilani as Thomas Dorsey in part one of Precious Lord, available now in the club.
And you'll soon be able to hear him in part two, available August 1st. Let's hear a preview of the second and final episode of this story.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Thomas Dorsey's musical journey hits a crisis.
You okay, Tommy?
I can't move my fingers. I can't recall how
to... Recall what, Tommy?
How to play.
I can't make sense of the keys. I can't make sense of nothing.
Thomas, what in heaven's name are you doing?
Scales.
At 2 a.m.
Will Thomas find the path that God has set for him and his music? This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is adventuresinodyssey.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.